You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the bigger show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show in 3, 2. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum, and I say that with lots of zeal, Monday, as you're getting your momentum started on this Monday morning. It's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern. And I don't know about you, but as is with most Mondays, we are feeling plenteous. Not plentiful, plenteous of momentous. I'm being silly, but we're feeling plenty of momentum on this Momentum Monday. And if you're not feeling it, we're sending that good, positive momentum your way. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. It promises to be another hot, hot day. The heat is getting really, really intense. But you know what? We're not going to allow that to stop our momentum. And I asked DC as he's sitting there getting ready for the show. I said, DC, how is your momentum this morning? How are you feeling? And you said, what about your momentum?
It is off the chart.
Off the chart? Why is it off the chart?
Man, Colette, I tell you, I just feel really, really good and well and healthy. You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with the weight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm coming down really, really slowly, you know?
Your levels there, are they good?
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, that's this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... You can hardly hear me
mm-hmm.
talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But
is that your soft voice this morning?
Well, I mean, you know, I was about to get into some explaining. I guess I had to go to the right side cortex to figure up of my brain.
The right side cortex.
The right side of the cortex of my brain to figure out what I was about to say there, and you disturbed me.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, it is. It's really barely coming through.
Go
you
ahead.
Hear it now?
Mm-hmm.
That's that. That was because of this red button.
Okay.
But anyway, as I've gradually dropped, you know, it's slower,
mm-hmm.
but it's gradually coming off.
Talking about your weight.
Yeah. And as it does that, I just feel more energized. I mean, I'm just, you know, the walking that we're doing
mm-hmm.
With the camp that Young Deuce Christmas mm-hmm. and I are doing. You know, we're calling it the summer camp now. It's just...
Christmas in July.
Yeah, I'm just doing much better.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good.
You're looking
you know.
Good.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, and it really is a process. It's a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a struggle.
Now, what did you say about the sugar? Because we had incorporated a lot of fruit into our diet. And
right.
I mean, anybody who knows you knows that when you do something, you do it B-I-G.
I should have been born in Texas.
You should have been born in Texas. And so we started on this journey where we had cut down the carbs
right.
and we were doing exceptionally well. And then there's a point where you can add natural sugar in.
Well, with the paleo, that because we did the
induction
on Atkins.
Atkins mm-hmm.
And then after we did the Atkins induction, still no carbs.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to natural sugar
mm-hmm.
when you jump over to the paleo. So after that, we jumped over to the paleo. I was still hesitant about doing it because I really knew deep down inside, once I go to the natural sugar, it's just a matter of time. And so I had a setback.
But did you really know?
I kind of deep. Well, Dr. Atkins said, you know, we read the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the book, he says, you know, natural fruit, they're not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is your body has a tendency to start craving sugar. And once it starts craving sugar, you know, the next thing you know, there you're on Oreos. You know, and that's exactly what happened to me. I started hitting the vanilla Oreos,
And then I noticed that my weight loss, even though it was slow, it stopped and I picked up a few pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed since I jumped right back on the no carb and got off the fruit, because what I was doing was making these big fruit buckets, I guess you would call it. You know, it's a fruit bucket, you know, where you put watermelon, grapes, oh, pineapple. I didn't know pineapple tasted that good.
Uh-huh.
You know, pineapple, strawberries, and just make this big old collage of just sweet fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was enjoying it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I was eating a good deal of it, but then I started noticing that. And I don't know if the weight started coming back with that part once I crossed over into the synthetic sugar.
Uh-huh.
But I'm lumping it all in together now, and I'm going to just take Dr. Atkins' advice and just kind of stay away from the natural sugar as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, occasionally kind of have some because I know what I'm doing, but I can't make it my main focus. In other words, I can't just have it around like what you do with your watermelon.
Right.
You know, I can maybe see, because I could eat a couple of pieces of watermelon and I don't have to, for some reason, I don't gorge it. I don't know why.
I gorge it. Love it.
Maybe it's because I put salt on mine, but for some reason I don't eat a bunch of it like I was doing the other fruit, like the pineapple. I could just sit there and eat it all day.
Mm-hmm.
It
is, you know. And that's literally what we were doing, because you created these big old buckets at the office. And,
right.
You know, throughout the day, when we wanted something, we just turn, and which is a good thing, but you still have to be careful even with the natural sugar we're finding with you, because you really started craving sugar.
Right. And my weight consultant said what happens is you go into these
spikes.
Yeah, these spikes. Like, once your sugar intake goes up and it goes back down, it wants to come up again, and that's what the craving is about.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically just had to detox a little bit off of it, and, you know, I noticed I was sweating more.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's been hotter, but I've been sweating more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's just due to, you know, detoxing the sugar, and I noticed with the weight loss, it started coming back. I stopped gaining, and I started going back down a little.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pretty convinced that what I'm doing is what I need to do.
Absolutely.
It's just kind of stay off the sugar, natural and definitely the synthetic sugar.
Well, it seems like you really are still having to convince yourself that.
Well yeah, because, you know, I would, you know, what will happen is the little voice in my head will say, it wasn't the natural sugar. See, and that's where that insanity kicks in at. I already know if I have a whole bunch of natural sugar, I'm gonna be back on sugar. But
right.
The little voice will say, but you know, you're not giving yourself a chance to just eat natural sugar, because once you started with the natural sugar, you ate the synthetic sugar. And that's the problem. And that's where I have to stop it at right there. I just can't have sugar. I mean, it doesn't work for me. Now, when the grannies cook, big granny or little granny.
Right.
Like yesterday, we had a little granny's here in LA.
Yeah.
And she made the cornbread with the mustard greens. I got to have it.
Got to have the cornbread.
I got to have it with the greens.
Well,
what I did was I rationed it out.
At first, I thought it was I got to have my mama's cornbread.
Nah, man. I got to have my mama's cornbread. Then I got to have my mama's cornbread. I got to have cornbread. Shucks, I got to have your mama cornbread. You know, if she made some greens and they're good, I got to have cornbread.
Uh-huh.
I just got to have it, mother. You know, that's where I am. But you notice what I did
yesterday. You did a lot better.
Yeah, I just ate a couple of small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And after I was done, I was satisfied. And those are the kind of little battles that I have to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I already know that it's no need me torturing myself into thinking that no cornbread. I'm not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Because I'm setting myself up for failure. You know, and now I've been doing things for so long, I understand now, look, that's never worked. Why try? Okay, I'm not gorging bread and all this other stuff, pancakes, that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But with mustard greens, anybody who is a good old Southern person, self-respecting Southern person, knows that it's almost impossible to eat greens without cornbread if you were raised that way.
Right.
Because everybody weren't raised with greens and cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody liked greens and rice, some people.
Right.
We didn't eat it like that. We had cornbread with different sorts of meats in it, you know. And if I can't have the cornbread, I just don't even need the greens.
Uh-huh.
And if I can't have the greens, then you might as well go and put me out to pasture, man.
Oh, my goodness. We don't want to put you out to pasture, but absolutely. You know what I'm seeing, and we talk about this all the time, progress instead of perfection.
There it is.
And so that's our motto, and we are making progress, and lots of things are happening. I mean, what we are learning as a team and as a family is that we're learning to learn. We're learning to learn. And when you start to learn to learn, then it makes you really stop and think about what it is that you're doing, even in things like eating. And so when we start to learn that we can learn, if that makes sense, then we all start to get a little bit better. We all start to make progress. And as we talk about progress instead of perfection, every single morning when you're on your way, we ask you to get a little bit better with your mobile devices than you were on Friday, or than you were probably on Sunday. People don't use probably a whole lot of mobile devices, but during the week, it seems to be when we're all amped up. So this morning, as you're traveling in, we ask that you track your progress. That's what we're going to start asking you to do, tracking your progress. Are you getting better? Are you putting down the mobile device until you get to work, or until you get to a safe place? Or are you still in full, you know, full throttle with texting and reading emails that just, you think that they just can't wait until you get to a safe place? Well, you know what? Our kids are on summer vacation. It's hot outside, and every single day, even on the weekends, we're seeing kids that are engaging in things that are really, really risky, like on bicycles, in high traffic areas, crossing streets and highways. And if you're engaged on your mobile device and you just are looking down for that split second and you don't see that person crossing the street, or you don't see a kid running out to get a ball, then it could be catastrophic. And so our motto is this: progress instead of perfection. Do a little bit better this morning. Make sure that as you're traveling throughout your day, especially those people who are constantly traveling through different parts of the city, traveling in and around other cities, make sure that you are mindful. Make sure that you're watching out for kids, because they are everywhere, and it is our responsibility as drivers. And then I'm going to add this, DC, those student drivers. A lot of kids are student driving this summer. A lot of kids during the summer are taking the classes where they're going out and they're driving, and they're trying to find their way. They're trying to figure out this thing called driving and navigating and doing the things that they need to do. And we, too, are in that position. And so we're asking that you have even more humility. A lot of us just don't have any humility while we're getting to work, while we're getting to where we got to go. But we got to do better, don't we, DC?
And I'm going to tell you, Carlette, that word we got on yesterday was powerful with that.
Yes, it was.
You know,
humility.
We'd be remiss if we didn't go into that, but I guess we got to take a break. But, man, that's powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Just another one of those things that we realize that, you know, we talk about, do we really have the humility that we need? Well, we all need it. It's Momentum Monday. If you're traveling in and you're just getting underway, it's 7:54 local time, 8:54 Eastern. Of course, today is July 14th. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. To phone for a consultation, the number 318-487-9537. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. And you can phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Thank you.
5-3-2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, hopefully you're well on your way. It's a minute after 8 local time, a minute after 9 Eastern. Of course, it's Momentum Monday. And the great source of our momentum, DC, comes from getting the word. Getting the word on Sunday and really not only hearing the word, but implementing the word in our lives and in our families' lives. And what we have come to understand quite simply is this, is that if we hear the word and we don't at least try to act upon the word, then really it's all for naught.
That's correct.
And so the word on yesterday that we got really moved us in a way to really make us consider some things. And one of the things that we talked about before we went to break was humility.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, anytime we get a word from God and it causes us to look at ourselves, you know, it just does something to me. Because I try to make sure, being a person who's in recovery, it's so easy to be tricked into thinking that what we do and what we say is the right way to do things without looking at and examining others. It's so easy for us to get caught up in what we want, what we think, what we need, what we like.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, we'll be off on a rampage of saying everybody else is wrong and we're right when we've not even looked at anything everybody's saying to us. And a lot of times, if a lot of people are saying the same stuff to you, it's just because it's what they're seeing.
Right. It just might be true.
It probably is.
Or you at least have to look at it and assess it.
You do have to look at it. And so now that I've become more trained in that area, you know, just the word that we got on yesterday about, you know, mental strongholds. And it had a lot to do with humility. And I mean, it was given to us in such the way that it was the information was just downloaded to us. We know it was God giving us a message.
Absolutely. And you know what, anytime you get a message, you're almost always gonna be moved into having to use that message. Now, you talk about humility,
right?
I had to have a lot of humility just about 30 seconds ago. I reached sort of under the desk, right, to kind of pull my chair up. And, you know, we had talked about people who leave gum, they're chewing gum, in places, and they don't pick them up.
Wow.
Well, yes. So as I pulled just slightly underneath the desk, I feel something sticky. So as you're talking, I take a gander underneath. Well, the person who's was leaving the gum bandit that
right.
we thought we had gotten that.
Still doing it.
No, it's tons of gum underneath.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I wish I
would. You talk about humility.
Whew.
Yeah, and it's right here.
I'm going to tell you right now, you spun me into a whole nother place, and I really am having to have a humility, but not just for that person who's very, very nasty and repugnant, but for his mama. And we know who you are. You know, they do a show before us, and he sits right there in the chair you sit in, and he is absolutely repugnant. You know, your mama was nasty, buddy. You know, that's a shame.
But we're going to have.
Yeah, you got to have humility, but the truth is still the truth.
Right.
If you nasty, you nasty. You know, I'm going up here now.
I know.
Because, you know, I try to clean the place up when I get in here because we already know it's a bunch of unsanitary stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so you try to deal with what you can see. And then now, you know,
you have to deal with
this fella's putting gum under the desk.
Like a little kid.
Oh, man, that's the name. And then come up here talking about some responsibility.
Let me tell you something. I tell you, there. Whenever you get a word, and sometimes those words.
And I'm going to tell you, that right there is, you know, you really, that word, we're having to put it to work. I see what you were saying.
Right.
Right now.
Right now.
Because I'm really wanting to snap out right now.
Yeah, don't snap out.
No, I'm not going to snap out.
Because we've got great momentum.
Now, my flesh would love to, though.
Exactly. And that's what the message
was. I got to put it down.
Under submission, and we have to do that daily. But you know what? When you get that word, it's almost as if God is saying to you, you're going to need that word. You're going to need that word, but not just to hear it. You're going to need it to use it. And
man, that's
there's so many things that happen in the course of a day, a week, and even a lifetime. that you have to deal with people and their idiosyncrasies, their lack of being sanitary, their lack of respect for others. And sometimes people are so narcissistic that it's all about them. And when it's been all about you for the last, 12, 13 years, you still feel like it's only about you. And so you
see, I had to catch myself right there because I was about to say you're garbage, you show garbage, you garbage. You know, that's really how I want to handle it.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that. But that's what, you know, I get when I come in here and my wife has to deal with something like that. That's enough to make you want to just, you know, pound on somebody. You understand? Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to catch him to pound on him. He'd be running.
Well, and
help!
You're a mess.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't.
That's repugnant.
I probably shouldn't have.
That is just absolutely. Your mama nasty, buddy.
I probably
taught you bad.
I probably shouldn't have said that on the air, but it's just one of those things.
No, we keep it real here.
We
keep it real. Basically, it ain't to. It's to try to make you better, though. But sometimes that truth, Carlette, it really does. People need to hear it to get better. And
the truth hurts.
And that's what we try to tell Young Deuce Christmas, so we can tell you now so you won't have to go out here.
Right.
And somebody have to tell you when you're a grown man, you know, don't leave your gum places.
Right.
You know, put your gum in the trash can, wrap it up, put it in something, and put it away.
And there's a trash can, like, sitting directly.
3 feet.
Yeah.
Not even 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, come on, man.
Well, you see, speaking of humility, switching gears, because that's just repugnant.
See how the devil try to put, look, let me tell you something. Now, we were about to go into some information here that was going to bless somebody. That's what Uncle New used to call those fiery darts. Mm-hmm. Might even hit you and got through your armor.
Right.
With a little fiery dart. Pew!
Yeah, just that quick.
Just that quick. Trying to throw you off your message.
Yeah, and the message is really about humility. And you know what I am learning every single day? That I don't just want to be a person that talks about things. I want to be about it. And when I put my hand underneath there and got the gum, and I'm going to get up here in the next break, and I'm going to go wash my hands, and I'm going to move on. And it just is the way that it is. And what I realize is that I can only control myself, that I'm not going to.
When I see him in the public, I'm going to tell him about it. The very next time I see him, I'm going to let you know. The next time I see you, buddy, I'm going to let you know about this gum situation. Mm-hmm. The very next time I see you. Mm-hmm. The very next time. I hope you're with somebody you feel that's important so I can tell them about you right in front of them. You know, and now, I'm going to get you for that.
Are you going to walk in humility?
I'm going to do it in much humility, mm-hmm. but I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to do it ugly.
You're not going to do it ugly.
Unless ugliness is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do it very calmly and very and just let it be known. But don't do that again.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that again.
Well, you know.
If you don't take off running. you know.
another test of humility. And speaking of humility, right, D.C., man. Switching gears. Big news on Friday.
Oh man, well, Carlette, I'm telling you right now, though, man, I'm really having to really use, and I thank God for this because you know I really feel myself growing to the point where, you know, that those mental strongholds and things that have been having us in bondage for some time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're seeing just going through what we've gone through here right now. Just because right now I can't get my mind off that gum situation. I'm having to really use the humility that I have.
Right.
For a grown 49-year-old man. Okay, 49. You're 49 years old. I'm 50 years old. And your mama didn't teach you about putting gum everywhere. And I'm having to have a real humility, not just for him, but for his mama. Okay.
Well,
Because really,
in all fairness, now your mother can teach you things, and you can go away from those teachings. Now, your mama can teach you better, and you can still do what you want to do.
Or your mama could just be repugnant.
Anyway, we're gonna switch gears on the humility note, and we're gonna try to walk in humility.
Hold on.
And I'm going to wash my hands after when we go to break.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break so I can go and wash my hands.
Hold on, man. You know,
and we're going to regroup. That just kind of threw
me. You know, that has thrown the whole program off.
That threw me
off.
You know,
let's get some hand washing and some sanitizer. And let's get a pearl from, from Reverend Green.
You know what? We're going to have a humility pearl.
We need a humility pearl and a forgiveness pearl.
Mm.
Do we have a forgiveness pearl?
I don't know.
Yeah, we need a...
Check and see.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave the microphone. I'm going to go wash my hands. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the big sports news on Friday that is just so worth talking about. Nobody can stop talking about it. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We got to get a quick break. We're back right after this.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute. Here in Alexandria, Louisiana, with On Point Momentum Monday, because it is our desire that all of us hit the ground running on Monday. Thank God for a good weekend. I just want to share this thought with you today about purpose. Everything in life has a purpose, and where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the best thing a man can do for himself or a human being can do for oneself is to ask God to show them their God-given purpose, find it, walk in it, and God will provide for whatever he purposed you to do. You don't have to worry about making money. Don't try and work for money. Money get jealous when you're doing what God has destined you to do. You just do it. You're the best at it. You love it. You do it because you enjoy it, and money will show up. Never work for money. Work to fulfill your God-given purpose and watch your monies take off fly. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, hopefully you haven't lost your momentum. I know I'm certainly not going to lose mine. It's 22 minutes after 8 local time, 22 minutes after 9 Eastern. I'm not. You know
what?
You got
your hands clean.
I do.
Everything's cleaned up. You're sanitized. Mm-hmm. It could be anything in that saliva.
And you know what?
You know, we're going to have that DNA test. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get that, you know, basically so when they lie.
Take a sample. And yeah, just get so a sample. That they can't even say that it's not them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know what? There are things, especially on Monday mornings, that will try to hinder you, that will try to steal your momentum. And that was one of those things. And you know what? I have never put my hands underneath the desk before. I don't know why I did. But luckily for us, the bathroom has really good hot water.
Yes.
Good hot water. So I went and scrubbed my hands really, really good. But you know what? It's just a lack of respect.
I hope I see him today somewhere. I really do.
And, you know, before the person that comes on before us, he would leave his gum.
Brown.
He would leave his gum on top of the thing, and now he's starting to put it underneath. But you know what?
Repugnant.
No worries. We will not lose our momentum. We will stay steadfast, and we will use that word that we got.
Man, I'm up to here with this dude.
Well, you know what? You can't allow those things that come in to try to steal your momentum, that try to steal the humility that you need to have even when people just do things that are repugnant and repulsive. You still have you have to find a way.
So we have to find a way to love that kind of madness.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Well, nobody.
That shows me I've got a lot of growing to do because.
Well, it's like what we say, progress instead of perfection.
Right. Maybe one day I'll be there. But, man, I'm going to tell you right now, boy, your mama got to be nasty for you to do that kind of stuff.
Well.
You know, if I represented my mother like that, you know, where I would come out here and claim to be all this stuff, basically, and then see, because who you are is what you do when nobody's looking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a prime example right there of who that fella is.
Absolutely.
You know, that's who you are. You know, and
that's who you are.
And to sit up there and try to say you all kinds of other stuff, you know, is demeaning.
Well, a lot of times, you know, we can deceive ourselves. But like I said, I am not going to allow anything, even the gum beneath the desk, just in the area where I sit. I'm not going to allow that to steal my momentum. We've got a great week in store. We've got some great things in store. And we're super excited about the newness and the things that are happening to the OPT. And so I'm not gonna let any force, you know, because that's what they come to do. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so a lot of times people are just doing little things, just little silly things that don't make a whole lot of sense. And I realized that. And so, you know what? I'm not going to be moved by that.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. That's enough to throw your whole day off.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to let it.
Touching in somebody's foul, repugnant, you know.
I'm not going to let it.
Because I already know that dude's nasty.
I'm not going to
let it. Personally.
I'm not going
to
let it.
You know, just basically we have to come in here and do a complete scrub down of this place because of the repugnance. Repugnantness.
Well, you know what? Let's keep our humility and let's switch gears because you know what?
Yeah, I'm hot right now.
I know you were hot. Well, let me cool you off and let me share another thing before we get to the sports news that I'm really super excited about. This weekend, DC went and purchased me a hammock. I've been wanting a hammock for a long time. Not really that long, but since we hadn't been fishing, it's my time to go in the boat and just relax in the sun and read and just study and get prepared for what we do every single day. And since DC has taken a hiatus from fishing, I said, what better way could I enjoy reading and lying in the sun? And we've got these big old pecan trees in our yard, and you can put the hammock. It's one of those hammocks that you can move around, so it's got a standing base. And you can put it anywhere you want. And so this weekend, DC and Young Deuce Christmas, put my hammock together. And just in D.C. fashion, he does everything B-I-G. So I didn't just get like a little hammock. I got a big old hammock. And I got a chance to kind of lay in it. And I got a chance to read this weekend in my hammock. And, you know, it was all good. So that was one of the refreshing things that I did this weekend, a way to just rest and revitalize. And I'm going to tell you, DC, you just, you know, Uncle New would say this to us, and this is a newism, easy does it.
Yeah, you definitely have to easy does it. But when I deal with a coward like that, I got to, you know, I got to be careful because I'm not used to being around people like that.
And, you know, you just have to keep yourself in a place of.
Because I'm used to dealing with them.
Right. And you just have to keep yourself in a place of calm and a place of peace. And you can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. And I know.
Absolutely.
I know that it's aggravating.
Just got a text from a boy, Big Nail. Big Nail.
Good morning, Big Nail.
Nelson Gonzalez down in Marksville.
I wonder.
You know, we've been buddies for a long time. That's why he's like, yeah. Yeah, let it go, D. I'm going to let it go, Nail.
Yeah.
Because I'm this close from coming all the way out on him.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, he's got one more move to do, and I'm coming all the way out.
Well, you know what?
That's one more time. Nail one more time all the way out on him, buddy. Both barrels.
Well, you know what?
Letting him at.
Humility is.
You know, but I'm going to tell you right here, when you are, it's easy, you know, Carlette, and I really understand how you look at it. Mm-hmm. But when you are a protector of your spouse, mm-hmm. and some cat does something like this, you know, it really does. Your first thought is to run up on him and do a Rambo. You know, that's your first thought.
Run up.
You know, like my boy Orange Juice Jones. You'll run up on him and do a Rambo. But then, you know, there's consequences behind that because you know what he wants to do. You know, but I would love to challenge him to a celebrity boxing match, boy. I really would.
Well, I don't know.
Woo, boy. And give the money to charity. Boy, I tell you what. Shucks, as a matter of fact, I'd donate $10,000 to get in there with him.
Well,
$10,000 I'd give.
You know what? Again.
Yeah.
Again, I say humility.
Yeah, I'd give the charity $10,000. The charity of his choice. So $10,000.
So you just have to vent about it. And, you know, and you can vent to me.
Right.
A little bit later, and we will.
Yeah, let's move on.
We'll vent about it.
We got to move on now.
Yeah. But so.
But that challenge does stand, that boxing.
Well, maybe he'll take you up on it.
No, he won't.
So big news on Friday. You know, we had been waiting. LeBron James, free agency. Chris Bosh, free agency. Dwayne Wade, free agents. They put together the coup of really all coups that we've seen in any recent basketball history. Where they teamed.
Sports history,
in sports,
call that.
In sports history. And so everybody had been awaiting LeBron's big announcement. And we just happened to be able to be part of the fandom, as they are calling it, that we sat and we watched it as well as many, many sports fans around the world watched to see what he was going to do. And I love, 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 DC, that he is going back to Cleveland. And you said it. You said it last week. You said, I believe that his legacy depends on him going back to Cleveland. And you said it was just the absolute right thing to do.
Well, yeah, I felt it was because I, you know, even though I feel that he had the right to leave, which, you know, I mean, and making a better decision for him was to leave. You know, I think he took some me time, 4 years. And in the course of a career, that's really just not a whole lot of time.
No.
You know, most kids go to college for those 4 years before they go to the league. He just sort of flipped it over and went to play pro ball somewhere else. And came back. But, I mean, I really did believe that in the, you know, looking at it from a marketing perspective, looking at it from just a being an athlete perspective, you know, you just, you know, it just, he needed to go home. I mean, it just, that's just how it was. I mean, it was a very unique situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, that he started out playing at home and he decided to leave them. And those people were angry and upset and bitter. And just like family, just like family, when the prodigal son returned, they opened up with their arms like, come on home.
Isn't that something?
You know?
know.
Isn't that something?
I told you it was going to be a prodigal son deal that the prodigal son was going home.
You said
and basically what he's saying is, man, you know, this is just not about basketball, man. This is about.
Yeah.
It's a home going, man.
And he really did it so differently. I mean, he didn't have all the pomp and circumstance that he had when he went to Miami. He released the statement through sportsillustrated.com, and he said, this is some of what he said about his homecoming. He said, I have a responsibility to lead in more ways than one, he said, and I take that very seriously. The Akron product said to sportsillustrated.com, my presence can make a difference in Miami, but I think it can mean more where I'm from. And really what people did not understand, I mean, Ohio understood it, and maybe people who really, really follow the marketing of sports really didn't understand that when he made that decision to leave Cleveland, that the economy really, really suffered, not in, just in the millions of dollars, but suffered in the billions of dollars and what that did to the economy. And so they did feel a sense of, you know, he has betrayed us. He has gone against home and everything that home stood for by leaving and taking the celebrity, by taking the mass marketing that is the product of LeBron James to Miami. And so it was a huge, huge loss for everyone in Cleveland. And as soon as the announcement was made, retailers and businesses and media outlets started talking about the frenzy, the buying frenzy, and people trying to get back on board and buying the jerseys and buying the LeBron memorabilia. And so it was almost immediate. And he said, you know, even though he had left, the Akron was where he was from. He said, this is where I bled. This is where I cried. This is where I ran. This is where I played. And he said, you know, he had a responsibility, and he wanted to do it in a way that was different than he did in 2010. In fact, he called his announcement a PR disaster.
I didn't think it was all that bad myself. You know, I really didn't. I mean, I think, you know, basically he was making a decision. But really at the time, I don't think I really understood the impact that his leaving was going to have on the state of Ohio.
Right.
I mean, you know, it really, and I think he found out as well, you know, the people, the owner, and the owner said something I thought was really profound. He said, look, we had 5 good years and 1 bad night. And
Dan Gilbert, the owner of the
when he left, it was a bad time for all of them. It really was, man. I mean, you know, they was like, man, our meal ticket just walked out the door.
Right.
You know,
and nobody could really in Cleveland, nobody could accept that. And they felt a sense of betrayal and that they had built this franchise around LeBron and that he would leave. But really, it took such business acumen and savvy and basketball acumen to do what they did, you know, to forge this alliance with Bosh, D. Wade, and LeBron James in the center and say, you know what, we're going to put this team together and we're going to win championships. And Dwayne, in his statement, said that's exactly what we did.
Right.
We put it together, and we won championships.
Well, yeah, and they won championships, and they went to 4 championships, and they won 2 of them. And that's more than any other team in the NBA. Because, I mean, San Antonio won 1. They went to 2.
Right.
And they 50% as well. So, I mean, and they went to 4 and won 2.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since when LeBron got to that team has maximized their profits. From the day he walked through the door, and the city of Miami probably profited too. Now, the difference with the city of Miami, when he decided to leave, they responded by saying thank you. They had a few people, you know, it's just one of those deals where in every area you got like a few people who'll do some stuff and you'll think they speak for everybody.
Right.
But the general consensus around Miami is thank you to LeBron, because without him,
right,
they wouldn't have had the last 4 years. But if you listen to, you know, one person going and painting his face, you know, That's the kind of stuff right there that just makes it bad. We know about that here in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one person taking a bad attitude and trying to get others to do that, and nobody will follow.
Right.
But they constantly keep doing it.
And you're talking about the mural that they had painted.
Yeah, they painted over the mural, and you know, it took one person to do that. But the people are saying, look, you know, a lot of folks understand that this is a situation between LeBron and his family.
Absolutely.
Which, and when I say family, I'm talking about whole Ohio, you know, basically.
Right.
He is the son of that area right there, and they understand it, and they want him back home.
Absolutely.
You know, they like, but I think in some part, like Uncle Newsom said, starts with family and it ends with mm-hmm. family. He said he just wants to go back home and play out the rest of his career. And at this point, you know, of course he wants to make the maximum dollar, which he can make the maximum dollar anywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
They understand they have to pay him the maximum dollar. And, you know, but he understands that he has to go back home. And if he wins other championships, good. And if he doesn't, still good.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever happens, like he said, this is bigger than basketball, and I have to be where my heart is.
Absolutely.
And it's in Cleveland.
And you talked about legacy, and really a lot of people didn't understand that his legacy wasn't going to be just about winning, how many championships that he won, but it was going to be about going home. And you really talked a lot about that legacy and how he really needed to bring that back into tact.
Absolutely. And, you know, having an athletic background, I really do understand legacy. And I really do understand that it's one of those deals where, you know, once it's done, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've actually understand it to some degree, not on this large scale, but being from Bunky and probably being one of the premier athletes from Bunky High School. Mm-hmm. Because I went on to college and didn't do what I was supposed to do and finish the way that I was supposed to finish, I never had any other dealings with the school ever, you know, because they don't call you back when you don't finish properly. And so when you don't finish right, you distort your legacy.
Wow.
Which is what happened with me, and that's why I have to build a whole new one, because, you know, I won't be remembered for ball. You know, like, he is going to be remembered for basketball. No matter what he does in life, he'll always be remembered for basketball. Always.
Absolutely.
You know, it's nothing he can do that will be bigger than basketball. And so the way he ends up doing this is going to be with him the rest of his natural life. And somewhere he grabs some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
A 30-year-old man grabs some 50-year-old wisdom and understood that, look, you know, it's just not about championships anymore. And like he said, winning one championship for Cleveland is like winning 10 for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Because they want a champ. They, you know, you got to, these, you know, we saw what it was like in New Orleans to be the Super Bowl champ.
Absolutely.
In Louisiana. We had never experienced that. We didn't know what championship was about. You know, people were literally crying,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff.
And people never thought it was possible.
Never. I was one of those people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a bandwagon Saints fan. I didn't ever think they would ever win it. I probably don't ever think they'll win it again. I don't know that.
Right.
You know, most Saints fans would be like, man, you crazy. You know, because they are diehard. They believe in their team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, and I love it when the Saints win, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what happens is if you have the opportunity to win that one championship for mm-hmm. them, and that's not to say that they won't win many more.
Right.
But just that one for them.
Right.
You know, you have to do that, and I think he understands that. And
And when he left, the franchise just plummeted. I mean,
oh, it went down. Yeah.
It was really, had gone into a state.
Well, they got the number one pick. That shows you how bad it was.
Exactly.
You know, the number one, whoever gets the number one pick was the worst team in the league.
Absolutely.
They've gone from being the worst team in the league. When he announced that he was going there, they've got 4-1 odds to winning the championship in Vegas right now.
Absolutely.
That's how much of a change it made.
Absolutely. And the fact that one human being can impact a state and the economy the way that he has and the way that he will just speaks volumes about who he is, and it speaks volumes about his maturity, and it even speaks more volume about what he wanted to do for home.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
It took, because literally he could have gone anywhere, any team that he would have really wanted to, and And all of the teams, everybody was in a holding pattern.
Oh, yeah.
During free agency. Everybody was keeping their salary cap down so that they could sign LeBron.
Well, they could compete. Where they could compete. But it was almost as if the Cleveland folks didn't even know that he was going to come there. It was like, you know, this was something I believe that had been simmering for a long time. You know fans at the places that you go play, but, you know, the fans that he know are people who he loved, that family,
right,
friends,
right,
everybody, you know, old school, high school, everything that he is comes out of Cleveland.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I think it was just really, really great the way that he and Dan Gilbert came together and said, you know what, they had five great years and one bad deal, and that they were both wrong. They both admitted that they made some mistakes.
Absolutely.
LeBron was a very young man, and people are now referring to him as a grown man. And as you said, 30 years old with 50 and even maybe older wisdom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was really just incredible because last week when Pat Riley had flown out to Las Vegas where LeBron was conducting his camps, his high school camps, I thought, you know, it's a done deal. You know, he had not visited back at Cleveland. He had not spoken with any of Cleveland's reps, according to all of the sources and all of the media information that was released. And, you know, I felt like they had their conversation, and it was a deal where they were saying, you know what, it's done. He's back in Miami. And I didn't think after what they had built that he would leave. But really, I think that,
I think
that was him saying, you know what, I'm going home. And everybody on the spectrum had to really respect.
Oh, yeah, you can't, you know, there was a few people who kind of naysayed, but you could tell, like, they had one. I think it wasn't a lot of people because they found one 25-year-old kid. You know, one 25-year-old kid to naysay.
Right. And you know, and there were lots of people that had lots to say, and everybody really had positive feedback. People hate to see him leave Miami. But then there are those of us that really understand what home means, and that when you can do something for home, that you should do something for home. And I believe that it was a wonderful decision. He talked about, you know, his family, his wife, his kids, and he probably wants his kids to grow up and experience Cleveland and experience, you know, where he came from. And so I think it's a great decision. I love the T-shirts. I don't know if you guys have seen them or not. We followed the story. It was literally the biggest breaking story on ESPN than probably they've had in decades, where, I mean, every show was dedicated to LeBron, to LeBron highlights, you know, looking at the history of LeBron, looking at the whole evolution of LeBron. And then they've got the T-shirts for Given, you know, the king is coming home. And so I think it's just exciting to see what this upcoming season will bring. They're talking about the new coach who has going to be coaching his first year in the NBA. And they were saying, you know, how does this dynamic come together? Well, the dynamic comes together in every great coach says that not only is LeBron a great player, but he's also a great coach. He understands the game. His basketball IQ far surpasses even those who have coached the game. And so the coaches have said, you know what? They have said, this is what needs to happen. He really needs to sit up under LeBron, so to speak, and he's got to really listen to what LeBron is saying, because the experts are saying he understands
coach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
The dynamic. He understands how to win. He's been in the big games. He's won the big games. And so, really, it's going to have to be a collaboration.
Well, and, the team, you mentioned the team was young.
Yeah.
It's going to be a young team.
No, I didn't mention that.
Okay, yeah, because they got the number one draft pick, which that guy is awesome.
Wiggins.
Yeah, Wiggins. And then they've got a guy that they already had. As a matter of fact, they're looking to, you know, they're just saying we may not win it in the beginning, but they're getting ready to build a team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they're saying is LeBron knows how to build a team.
Absolutely.
You know, he's gone up there and watched Pat Riley put that whole situation together. They know how to do it. And, of course, being that he is who he is and he has the influence that he has, he's going to be very instrumental in getting the players that they need to win the championship.
Absolutely.
You know, so I don't think he's really overly concerned about if they're going to win, because most of the time what's been happening is wherever he goes, there goes the championship.
Absolutely. And this is what he said in his another part of his essay. He says, the past 4 years helped raise me into who I am. I became a better player, a better man. He said, I learned from a franchise that had been where I wanted to go. He said, I will always think of Miami as my second home. Without that experience I had there, he said, I wouldn't be able to do what I am doing today. So that really speaks. Second home. And, you know, there is no place like home. And home is where the heart is. And I just have, you know, mounds and mounds of respect for him doing what he did.
I think a lot of people do at this stage, Mom.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're just fans, and we just have enjoyed watching him and his gifts and his talents and what they have brought to the world.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's really all about. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. For more information, the number to phone, 800-454-3730. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for 95 years. Been here since 1919. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. Been here for more than 50 years, provided trusted and effective pest control service. You can phone for a free consultation, 318-448-4800. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunkie, they can be reached at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, Solo Productions captures your precious moments one smile or 10 smiles at a time. 318-581-9106 is the number to rent your booth. Or you can log on to their website at www.solophotoproductions. You're on point. It's 849 local, 949 Eastern. We got to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Sylvia's Care and Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Care and Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656. 7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a
had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of.